The Queensland government will debate a new bill legalising voluntary assisted dying next week. While it looks controversial, advocates are expecting the bill to pass as it is. The Wire's Spencer Wallace found out more.
The bill would allow terminally ill Queenslanders the option to voluntarily end their lives if they meet certain criteria. The bill is expected to pass but has had some criticism from special interest groups suggesting the bill allows for assisted suicide. Queensland Leader of the Opposition, David Crisafulli, has yet to announce whether or not his party will support the bill. Dying with Dignity Queensland is an advocacy group who have campaigned for the bill to pass. President of Dying with Dignity Queensland, Joss Hall, says she wants the bill to pass as it stands.
We're hoping there'll be no roadblocks at all. We're quite confident that the bill will be passed. What we are hoping is that it's passed in its current form without amendments, because the bill in its current form, we believe, is the best bill in Australia.
Victoria, Western Australia, Tasmania and South Australia have all passed voluntary assisted dying legislation in some capacity. Ms. Hall says the bill would mean a lot to terminally ill Queenslanders.
It would mean that everyone who has a terminal illness knows that they have a choice. That doesn't mean that they'll want to take that choice, but just knowing that they have a choice makes such a difference that they can then get on with their life and not continue to worry about what if this is out of control, what if I can't manage it, what if it is so bad that I am left in a totally distressed state. It will mean that people don't have to end their lives traumatically.
She also says the bill is not legalising assisted suicide.
Number one, it is not suicide. It will not be recorded on the death certificate as suicide. The cause of death would be recorded as the illness that the person had that they were dying from. And Palliative Care Australia admit that they do not manage all symptoms. They cannot manage the symptoms or the pain in a relatively small number of people.
In other states with similar bills, rates of suicide amongst terminally ill patients have decreased. Ms. Hall says one of the issues to be debated will be whether or not Queenslanders will be able to access voluntary assisted dying services in their own home.
People who are dying don't usually manage being transferred to another facility well. And in their own place where they've lived for years, they would have made friends there. People who could come and say their goodbyes, and once they're transferred to another, a hospital that does accept VAD will be carried out on its premises, that person is really quite isolated. They may have family who can come and be with them, but some of these people don't have family, or certainly not, well, they just don't have family, and the family that they have are the friends that they've made while they live in a nursing home or a retirement village.
She also says the key concern of the bill is ensuring Queenslanders have options.
We assume that people know that this is an option, but people don't and won't know that it's an option. And we believe that that a doctor should be able to, along with all of the other options of end-of-life care, be able to let their patients know that this is one of the options. They encourage the person to use palliative care because we support palliative care 100%. But if and when the time comes that palliative care is no longer effective, then this is another option.
Queensland Parliament has not announced a date for the bill to be debated.
The Wire's Spencer Wallace with that report.